It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Aditi Bandlamudi. Tomorrow, August 6th, marks 10 years since a fire erupted at the Chevron Richmond refinery. A large cloud of toxic smoke billowed over the town and sent thousands to hospitals. That day changed the city. KQED climate reporter Ezra David Romero spoke to residents who are calling for a Chevron-free Richmond and will march on the anniversary.
Doria Robinson, a 48-year-old lifelong Richmond resident, remembers the day the fire at Chevron ignited.
And we're tracking developing news now out of Richmond, California tonight. Residents of Richmond and San Pablo are being told to shelter in place.
From inside Robinson's sunshine yellow one-story home, she heard sirens.
Literally from my front porch on 12th Street, you could see the fire like leaping above the buildings.
The refinery turns crude oil into gasoline, jet fuel, and other petroleum products that people buy. That day, a diesel leak ignited into a fireball. Six Chevron employees were injured, and the state determined the company had failed to replace aging equipment. Chevron paid $2 million in fines and restitution. The event changed the relationship between the community and the company, and was devastating for Robinson's farm, Urban Tilth.
And then a cloud of sticky, acrid, nasty smoke and fire went over all of it, coating all the vegetables, coating everything. And the young people were like, we can't eat this stuff. We can't serve this to community.
But the fire wasn't just a blip in history. Chevron spilled oil into the bay last year. For Robinson, the fire was the last straw. Chevron needed to get out of Richmond.
And I think it was a huge turning point for Urban Tilth. I think before then, we were like, we're about school and community gardens. We want, you know, like teaching education. And then on that day, it was like, we can't separate environmental justice from the work we do.
Chevron told KQED in a statement that since 2012, it has made the refinery safer and more efficient, reducing particulate matter pollution by a quarter. The company contributes to Richmond, employing residents and investing millions of dollars in the city. Mayor Tom Butt has downplayed the health effects of having a refinery in town.
The most dangerous pollutant in Richmond is not Chevron, it's road dust.
But for others, like 18-year-old Lizbeth Ibarra, the refinery is a toxic site that's one of the major sources of climate change globally. We met at Miller Knox Regional Shoreline Park in Richmond.
If Richmond were to have climate justice, what would that look like for you?
First of all, no refinery. We would have children who are able to play outside without having to worry about asthma.
As a local climate activist, she says her role is to talk to residents, including her parents, about what Richmond could look like without a refinery.
It's not an easy thing to talk to your parents about a future they've never experienced, but it's a really important thing to do and try to help them imagine a world where everyone has the ability to thrive.
She gets that detangling the city from one of the most powerful companies in the world is incredibly hard. But she doesn't care because fighting for the health of her family is worth it. In Richmond, I'm Ezra David Romero, KQED News.